What?
Well, we'll call the fitters, I guess.
Fitters?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the inside part of the egg is the...
Yeller.
Yeller, okay. And that's the color of it?
Yeah, that's the color of the inside of the egg is yellow.
Okay. When you cook them in hot water, you say they're what? You call them...
Eggs?
Yeah, when you cook them in hot water.
Did you ever eat anything you bake in a deep dish? It was kind of like a pie, only it was didn't have a crust on the bottom.
Yeah, well that would be a pudding. You bake a pudding, don't you?
Well, more or less call that a cobble.
A what?
Cobble.
Cobble.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Now, if somebody has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
Well, if I have a good appetite, well, he sure likes to, to eat up all I know. He's ready to eat. there's something else cold in that, too.
Vittles?
Yeah, they had got vittles. Food is called vittles too, you know. Uh-huh. He's ready to eat vittles. I say that when he got a good appetite, he's ready to eat vittles. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you call the sweet sauce you might pour over a pudding?
Well, see, I don't know too much. What I mean, I didn't cook too much.
Maybe with cream or something, your wife would pour that over a pudding.
Oh, what cream?
Some sort of
whipped
cream.
That's all I know.
They
pull whipped cream.
Okay.
Would you call that a sauce or something like that?
Well, no, that wouldn't be a sauce, would it?
No. They don't call it that.
Okay. Now, food taken between regular meals, you'd call a...
Let's see, what you call it? Eat between meals.
Snacks.
Yeah, eating snacks.
Okay. You say yesterday by this time, have you already?
I've already ate dinner, yeah.
Already ate dinner? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, what do people drink for breakfast?
Well, they drink coffee.
How do you make coffee?
Well, make it in a pot, pour it in a pot, what you call an old pot, a coffee pot, put it in and pour water on, put it on the stove,
yeah.
And then let it boil, and then automatically when it goes to boil, that water hit circulating, and then you pour it back apart and dip it down through there, and then you make it strong as you want to, and then it's ready to go to drink it. That's old time way of making coffee. I'd have
that's been old time. You just put it in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
And let it boil.
You boil it?
And then set it, set it on, let it sit a few minutes and settle. That's the old time.
Yeah.
But the new way now they got it is to put it in there, in that little, I say cup they got in there.
Yeah.
And pour your water in.
Now.
Uh-huh. And then put the cup on it and then it'll circulate.
Yeah.
Now when you get thirsty, you might go to the tap and draw yourself a
cup of water. A glass of water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, somebody asked you, how much do you